Now, the rest of the story. Tuesday, January 12, Secretary Betty Wilson left the office for lunch. She returned in her car about 1:15, and it was then she discovered the beaten, mangled body of a co-worker, Hubert Brick, 53. Betty, horrified, screamed. Another staff member rushed in, administered CPR in vain. Brick, 15 years on the job and the father of three, was dead. And a preliminary autopsy. I'm sorry to reveal the grisly details, but they're significant to the rest of the story. A preliminary autopsy revealed the cause of death to have been multiple traumatic injuries to the base of the skull. Yet the attack on Brick had been much more savage than those findings might have suggested, because he'd been found sprawled and mauled, his legs crushed, his skull caved in, his scalp ripped from his head. Investigators concluded that Brick had been grabbed when his back was turned and dragged off and assaulted. And there had been no witnesses, but there were very definitely suspects. A local gang, a bunch of vicious young troublemakers who hung out in Assiniboine Park, and two of the three of those gang members were female. Now, folks had been aware of the danger for some time, but nobody really believed that the Assiniboine Park gang might actually kill somebody someday. People in the area had been abused by them before, had been pushed or even kicked as they traversed gang territory, and yet a strange and false sense of security had embraced the local folks. Since the crime of January 12, investigators have sought to reconstruct what really happened and to identify the individuals responsible. One of the suspects, known only as Curly, has a years-long record of violent behavior. Another, called Blondie, has a reputation as a reckless flirt. The victim's employer says he has a pretty good idea of what occurred that tragic afternoon. He believes that one of the young ruffians, probably Blondie, was flirting with Hubert Brick, that he was distracted and caught off guard, unaware that another gang member was sneaking up behind him. The desperado in question was almost certainly a newcomer to the gang, whose real name is unknown, but whose nickname is Raleigh. Raleigh probably killed Brick all by himself, his employer says. And the motive, plain and simple and deadly, was jealousy. This is the first crime of its kind in the 86-year history of Winnipeg's Assiniboine Park. In fact, nothing like it has happened in all of Canada for almost half a century. Of this one, we can be certain of this much. The authorities will be keeping an eye on the Assiniboine Park gang from now on. In fact, we have Clive Root's word for that. Mr. Root is the current director of the Assiniboine Park... Mr. Root is the current director of the Assiniboine Park Zoo. That's right, the murder victim, Hubert Brick, was a zookeeper. Perhaps you were not aware of the powerful bite that can penetrate a man's skull, or in general of the ferocious potential of the apparently docile animal, the camel. The camel? The camel. Now you know the rest of the story.